game, when you have more time, when you have to have that sense of urgency, all those things. So I still, you know, penalty killing is still an area we can improve on. You know, they got a power play goal, but it was just sort of on a broken play. But, you know, I thought we did a good job on Friday night when we had to step up and get the job done. But those are a couple areas we need to improve on. And I'm happy with our offensive play. You know, I've been a little bit surprised that, you know, we scored as many goals. I don't know where we are. I haven't had a chance to look at it today compared to where we were last year as far as goals for. I think we're probably right there. But the goals against, and we got to continue to keep those low and get those down even lower.
Coach, next question is, do you feel that other teams are now, we have a bit of a target on our back? I know you've mentioned that throughout the season before because of the success of last season, that we're getting everybody's best?
No question. I mean, you know, there's red letter games that everybody has up on their board, and I think we're one of them. I mean, you know, this year when we went down to Big Rapids, you know, I think they only have two or three games a year that they have whether they're priority games, and they charge more for the tickets than on Ferris State schedule. We're one of those. I think it was us in Wisconsin this year. So there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, Michigan Tech has a great name out in the college hockey world because of the history of the program. And it's nice that, you know, we're getting some of that respect back. And consequently, though, it comes with the teams being more prepared and knowing they're going to have to play their best to have a chance to beat us. And, you know, and I like that. You know, that's what you're striving to do. And it brings out the best in your team and your program when you have to beat teams when they're playing their best. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Another question, and Coach Shuchuk can probably chime in on this one too. Teams have used an assistant coach on radio headsets in the press box back in the day, but seem to have gone away from that now almost completely. What changed that and putting assistants back behind the bench during the game?
Well, you know, I think some teams still use it. You know, some teams in the NHL probably use it more than we do. I think it's just hard to implement a lot of changes as the game is going on. I think our staff, and we do an excellent job on the bench communicating things that need to be or changed if we can instantly, or tips or whatnot on the bench versus coming, you know, from someone upstairs all the way down. And like I said, we talk to people at home. We have Tyler Schlaus upstairs and different people. We you know, just get their opinions on what's going on. But overall, I think it's better when there's someone on the bench is down there with you and sees the play happen and as it happens, and be able to communicate that right away. And there's nothing lost in the translation from upstairs through a coach to the player.
Do you like being on the bench better, Gary?
Yeah, I like interacting with you know, the head coach and the players all the time. You know, I was up top at Wisconsin a couple times, and like Mel said, it's tough. You try to relay the message down to the other assistant coach on the bench, and you know, things can get kind of changed up what you see. You know, like anything, hockey's a game of reaction. Things happen so quickly that you know, it's almost better between periods to make the changes.
All right, next question. Coach, the high energy and that little bit of desperation that was apparent at MSU carried over to this past Friday, and it was great to see. Seemed as though that fell off on Saturday, though certainly Alaska made some adjustments and the game may have been lost without the play of Jamie. And it seems like more guys are getting the defense first idea and more. So not really a question here. I guess the question is, do you feel the guys are playing better defensively overall than they were maybe a few weeks ago?
I think so. And but we still have room to grow in that area. We still have to get better. And I think that's until we're all buying in, and I'm not saying they're not, but until we all buy in to play on the right side of the puck and play the defensive side first, you know, we'll continue to give some chances up and make some mistakes here and there. But overall, we've done a better job at that. And I agree on the Saturday game. We weren't maybe as sharp or as good. But a lot of that goes to Fairbanks' credit. You know, they're a proud team. They're a pretty good hockey team. They would have finished in the top four in our league last year had they not had the sanctions. And they would have been a good playoff contender. So they still have some talent on that team. A hard place to go and win two games. It's a long trip, and you know, we've been gone on the road for 8-9 days and come through and gut it out on Saturday. I give our guys a lot of credit, and we had our chances in that game too to have some separation, but their goaltender played well, and then Jamie had to come up big, especially at the start of the third period.
All right, Coach, hang on the line there, and we'll be right back with Assistant Coach Gary Shuchuk and Coach Mel Pearson on the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Bucko is at it again with outrageous pricing store-wide. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters, $2 for $3. All Pepsi products of 12-pack cans, $2 for $9. All Mountain Dew 20-ounce products, only $2 for $2.22. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Check out the Gatorade and Powerade specials. Stay amped up for those cool nights of hunting with one-of-a-kind energy drink deals at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. All sales do not include tax and deposit.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
What's it mean to add refreshing Coca-Cola to the best time of the year? It means celebrating the present, with or without actual presents. It means doorbells being pushed to their limits, and doors opening to open arms. It's making sure your party is well-stocked with ice-cold Coca-Cola, so it's well-stocked with warm friends.
Can you grab one for me?
Sure.
It's knowing the greatest gift you can give is your time.
Enjoy your soup, sir.
And having the time of your life giving it.
Thanks, young man.
Having Coke over for the holidays means celebrating the night before Christmas. And the night before that, and the night before that.
Too soon to open presents?
It's celebrating the new year with old friends.
Happy New Year!
And resolving to make any time of year the best time of year.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah, this is nice.
Nothing warms the heart like friends and family, and nothing keeps them refreshed like ice-cold Coke. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheers. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call, and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
All right, not a lot of time. This hour always goes by so fast, but Coach, we have some great promotions for the weekend coming up against the Seawolves, and we want to let everybody know that on Friday is going to be the SAC Hat and Mitten Drive with the Salvation Army, I believe, so bring your extra hat and mittens. And then on Saturday is the Teddy Bear Toss onto the ice. Bring your teddy bears, and the SAC Teddy Bear Toss will put those toys for tots. And a couple of good causes, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at here as I'm trying to read this. And the big promotion on the weekend, Coach, Econo Foods Kids Day, Wednesday, giving away the tickets. And kids 14 and under get to go to those games, all of the games on Saturday, including the hockey game, with that ticket.
No question. And, you know, I would say anybody who please come to the game on Friday and Saturday, obviously, and bring your hats and mittens on Friday. It's a good cause, goes to needy people. And then Saturday is the teddy bear toss, which is always a great promotion. And obviously, those teddy bears find a good home. So, and Econo Foods on Wednesday, I believe it starts at noon. They have free tickets for youth. I think it's a limit of 5. So come on out to Econo Foods and pick up your tickets. I think it's noon, Dirk. I'm not sure.
No, that's right. It's noon.
Noon on Wednesday to give out those tickets for the hockey game on Friday. And yeah, we'll look forward to big crowds. This is our last home series before the holidays, and we got a tough opponent coming in, a scrappy team, and we expect to have good crowds, and we'll be ready to play. We had a long trip, but we're going to do everything we need to do to get our bodies and minds ready to play. And you know, it's a crucial series for us. We're trying to move up in the league standings and stay up top, so it's important that we take care of our home ice this weekend.
Coach, thanks for taking time. Gary, we can't thank you enough for coming on in. Hope we get another chance later this year to have you fill in and chat with us about what you think about the Huskies and everything else. Want to remind you, too, that looking ahead for one weekend down in the Sioux, the Huskies traveling to Lake State, and the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub is putting together that LSSU trip, and we'll have more details on that coming up, and I think you can contact the library. That's it for the Mel Pearson Show today. Thanks to Gary. Thanks to Coach Pearson. We'll see you at the game.